It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Polly Volgrenik with Wellington Elementary. She's the principal out there. And we're going to talk during our school district update all about Wellington Elementary. And it's just hard to believe. We were just discussing the fact that this week marks the end of the third quarter as we walk into the final quarter. And it's just kind of a sprint to get all things done. We're going to talk about all of them right now. Polly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get right into it. Yeah, it's hard to believe that the third quarter ends this week.
Correct, yes. We have Thursday is the end of the quarter. Friday, the teachers have a professional development day. So Monday starts the beginning of fourth quarter.
And you were saying with fourth quarter, we'll have a couple of weeks, then it'll be spring break. Then they'll come back, and then end of year testing. And then it's time to start talking like field trips and all those cool things.
Yeah, it was surprising. You know, about a month ago, I started talking to my teachers about getting field trips scheduled so that we could have busing because it's a big time for in the district for all spring things. So we were making sure we had buses to take the kids on their field trips. And so just getting all of that scheduled, it's hard to believe that it gets that close.
When you bring that up, do you start getting those neck snaps really quick? They're like, huh? What?
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. And then it's like panic sets in like, oh my heck, we really do only have like, there's 45 days in a quarter. So it's really scary to see we have that little bit of time left with the kids.
Absolutely. So let's talk about first and foremost, getting through the end of third quarter. And you guys are going to have a kind of a wellness assembly or seminar or fair kind of a thing.
Yeah, this is our second year doing it. Our PTA, they put it all together and they work with providers in the community, mental health therapists, doctors, some nurses, some cosmetology people. And so they're going to come out and do some little presentations with the kids on importance of washing their hands, what screen time, about wearing helmets, bike safety, just a lot of things to just kind of remind the kids of some important things. So it's been a fun thing. We did it last year and we really enjoyed it.
So that, like I said, will be taking place Thursday of this week. And then there is no school on Friday.
Correct. Friday, the teachers have a professional development day. They've been doing those for our school and some other teachers have been doing them for 2 years. We've been in a program that we've been learning a lot about reading and the science of reading. And so we take the day and spend it with a trainer and go over everything that we've been studying and learning about and reading about for the quarter. And then we have a day with a trainer that reminds us of all the great things we need to be doing in our classrooms and how it helps kids learn to read.
And then, of course, as you said, we'll start the fourth quarter on Monday of next week. You'll have a couple of weeks and then it'll be spring break and then they come back. And then it's like the long haul, isn't it?
Right. I think we have one more day off, and that's another professional development day for our teachers to finish up their letters training. But other than that, we don't have, it's complete school, no days off, no anything. And we're getting ready for RISE testing and all of our end of year testing to see how much the kids have grown and how well they've done and how hard the teachers have worked teaching. And so, yeah, it's getting close.
Now, do you guys do mid-year testing at all for some grades?
You know what? We do. We try to do it before Christmas so that we have a lot of information coming back after Christmas break so we can just jump into school after Christmas break. So we do our mid-year testing before we leave for Christmas break.
And do you see... I guess this would kind of, maybe I'll answer my own question. When you start out the year and you do some testing at the beginning of the year, do you see a bigger jump from there to mid or from like mid to the end?
We really do see a lot more from mid to end, just because, and especially in our lower grades, when they're building those really important foundational skills, their phonics, it just all of a sudden around February, March, it clicks. And they're starting to read and they're you know, even our kindergartners, you go in there and you can see some of them reading already. And it's just, it's amazing that the growth that we see between probably about February till about the end of April, some of those kids just, everything that you've been teaching clicks.
It finally kicks in.
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, after end of the year testing, we've got the fun stuff. And you said you've already started booking buses and field trips and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. We, all of our grades choose where they like to go on a field trip. And so they select, and some grades, it's a tradition, like our fifth grade in the district, it's a tradition that all fifth graders go to the Bees game. And then other grades, it's, oh, this group goes to 9 Mile, or this group goes to Goblin Valley, or this group. So they all get to plan and pick where they're going to go. And then they have park days, and then we have field day. And so a lot of fun tradition type things that will be happening the last few weeks in May.
Still a lot of fun things left to happen at school. And yes. So when is it hard? And I guess this will end with this one. When they come back from spring break and they've got they're looking at end of year testing, is it hard to get them back focused because they know that this is just like the last stretch?
Sometimes, but we try to do the testing over a long period of time. Like, we only test for about an hour a day. So it's not like they have to come in and sit for a long period of time to do their testing. We try to break it up into some manageable time frames so that they can stay focused and they don't have to spend their whole day testing. So we try to make it as normal and as I don't know what you would say, just regular school day as we can, because when you don't, that's when the things don't go as well as they should, is when you're not sticking to a routine. So we try to keep it as routine as possible.
Try and keep it in a routine as much as possible. All right. Polly, thank you so much for taking out the time to come and talk to us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And I would dare say we'll talk to you next school year.
Yes, we'll be here.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Polly Volgrenik, the principal out at Wellington Elementary. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.